is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And we're going to talk about money right now. We're going to talk about money. And we're going to be talking about protecting your assets. Paul Victor's with us, USAPrepares.com instructor. Welcome, Paul.
Good morning, Vic. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Hey, I'm really well. I want to share a couple quick stories with you before we get started. There's an operation, an organization, on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's kind of a hotel, and the property was improved by the Vanderbilts at the turn of the last century, and it's been improved, and people go there as a destination. It's in North Carolina, at the top of the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's on a national park, so think of it like a motel, a hotel, a resort, and a lot of people go there to visit. They spend money. They have 90 employees. So I called the manager of it because I read a post that just hit the internet that the National Park Service has armed guards preventing the people who have reservations at this hotel, motel, from attending. They've got reservations. It's called the Pisgah Inn, P-I-S-G-A-H, Inn. It's a private hotel that that holds a concession on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And the National Park Service has armed guards preventing people from going. Now, because of the government shutdown. So I talked to the manager. His name is Bruce O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L. So he runs his private business on the government land, and revenue is delivered to the government for running this operation. The Blue Ridge Parkway remains open, even though there's a government shutdown, and there are 90 employees that work there, and 40 to 50 of them live there. They live there, and they've been told that because of the government shutdown, 90 employees are going to be out of work because the government won't let any customers go there. And 40 to 50 of them who live there are going to be thrown out. So they have armed rangers blocking the parking lot 24 hours a day since last Friday. They have received no federal funding, and they don't have any employees. They pay into the government. Now, the man that I'm talking about who manages this, Bruce O'Connell, actually the owner of the company that manages this operation, was going to be on the air with us. And we were going to talk about this. And you and I were going to help with a strategy to protecting your assets from seizure. And that's another story I'm going to tell you in a couple minutes. Anyway, he's not going to be with us. And the reason he's not going to be with us, I just found out this morning that he's on his way to be with Glenn Beck. So yesterday, he committed to being on the air with us. And he sent me a cryptic email, no can do, the radio broadcast. And I found out from his staff that he's on his way to do an interview with Glenn Beck. So Glenn Beck jumped us. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, Paul Victor, let's talk about this other situation. There's a supermarket in Michigan. It's called Schott's Supermarket. Now, it's a private operation. They've been operating a family business, a small supermarket. It's not a chain. They've been operating for about 30 years, father and daughter. So it's a family business. nice business, well run, kind of like the neighborhood business that you'd like to patronize. Well, the federal government decided without any warning that they would seize $35,000 from this operation. They seized everything that was in their bank account, their operating account. They stole it. The federal government stole it. So you would think that, you know, a letter would come to the store saying, here's why we're doing this, and they have no idea why this money has been seized. It's under the federal forfeiture law. They've stolen their money. Now, Bob Chapman, one of our instructors who's since passed away, senior instructor, has said, don't keep any more than 35 days worth of operating funds in the bank. He warned us. He warned us. He said, this is going to happen, and it's happening. So, Paul, you are in the business of helping us protect our assets from being stolen. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
You want to tell us a short story in the next few minutes, maybe a story or two about things that you've experienced, and then we'll talk about how those people could have protected themselves?
Well, yes. A very simple way to protect your assets would be to have an LLC, to operate through an LLC, a limited liability company. And limited liability companies are uniform throughout the 50 states. They're readily recognized. You don't have to jump through so many hoops as if you had an S corp or a C corp. You don't have to have minutes, and it's a flexible tool that can be set up as a holding company to hold assets or to hold cash, and properly set up. It divests your exclusive interest in whatever cash is in that account. So, in other words, it's not exclusively yours. So if it's not exclusively yours, it can't be taken from you. It separates your liability. It divests your exclusive interest. But you still have full control over what goes in and out.
Okay. Can you share with us a story of how that has helped someone?
Well, for an example, say in a situation where someone couldn't continue to pay on credit card debt, and they defaulted on their credit card debt, and a natural course of events will occur, and it might come down to being sued by a debt collection company. And if the person does not respond, totally ignores it, this is what they're banking on. So they would get an automatic default judgment against that person. And if he lives in any of the states other than the four states that do not allow for wage garnishments, which is North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Pennsylvania, your wages could possibly be garnished. Or if you're in a self-employment situation, that's going to be very difficult to do. It most likely won't happen. But you can have your personal bank account at risk by having that account levied, seized, or swept for funds. And using an LLC will prevent that from happening.
Mm-hmm. So I have an LLC. It's called USAPrepares.com LLC. I chose LC instead of LLC. They're synonyms in Missouri. And most people have the LLC, so I decided just because of nomenclature, I would use LC, but that it's a synonym, and I have one. And it is for that purpose, because one of my concerns is that somebody might slip and fall based on something that they heard on this broadcast and sue me. So
yeah, it happens all the time.
Well, I mean, I might say something that, you know, somebody might do something based on something I've said, and for some reason I end up in court over their folly and stupidity, their own stupidity. I don't want to be sued by someone who's in the business of suing people for a living. So I have one, and I've had corporations for a long, long time, probably 30 years I've had different corporations, so maybe even before that, actually back to the 80s, so a little over that. So I'm with you. So What is happening to people that would cause us, that you see commonly, that would cause us to want to form an LLC? What else is happening that we could protect ourselves? We talked about credit card debt collection. So if we run up some credit card debt and we want to make sure that we don't lose our other property, we would want to have an LLC. So what would give us another example, please.
All right. Well, here's an example. Say there's an elderly parent or parents that are in relatively good health, and they have a house that's free and clear, paid for. And say in the event of a catastrophic illness, that property could be subject to loss by the system to pay for the medical services. Okay, like the aged, people that are older are subject to horrific stories of their assets being seized because of, medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure,
if people would plan ahead, and if the parents set up an LLC, set up properly, and had the beneficiaries named as members, okay, and the deed was quit claimed into the LLC, that's a protection
mm-hmm.
for them, because it's not going to be in their name. It's going to be in the name of the LLC. So that's one way of protecting property for the benefit of the beneficiaries later on, if you act in advance.
So what we're saying is, in advance, if you set up an LLC, the property is put in the LLC, and the family members are owners of the LLC. Should something happen, the family homestead cannot be seized.
Right, and it also avoids probate. If mom and dad are out of the picture, it's going to be business as usual, because the members have the ability to write checks and make disbursements, and it's going to just be business as usual.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much trust is needed from those involved? When we come back, when you have an LLC and you put mom and dad's home in there and the children are part of the LLC, can the children raid whatever's in that LLC and spend it with reckless abandon? Let's find out. I'm going to talk more about that with Paul Victor, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, one of my greatest concerns is that I'll be behind the microphone at the farm, studio, and our cows will get out. Imagine, 100 cows and calves getting loose, and I'm at the farm behind the microphone. What do you do? Well, during the first hour, just before the first hour of this broadcast, I was in the studio, and I got a call from our neighbor. He said, "Hey, Vinny, how's it going?" I said, "Good." He goes, "You know, there are a whole bunch of black cows on your road." And just want to let you know. I said, "Where are you?" He said, "Well, I'm on the road. I'm out of town." I said, okay. "So you think they're ours?" He goes, "Yeah. Yeah, I got a call from another guy, and he thinks they're yours too." So, so I immediately let Mrs. Finelli know that there were cows on the road, and not only our road, they're walking down the next road. I'm like, "What do you do?" So she just came back, and she said, "They're not ours." So after this broadcast, I'm going to go and give each one of them a great big hug and thank them for staying home. Paul Victor's with us, and I'm going to give you his contact number as we get a little farther in this broadcast. Paul, here's my concern. We've got an LLC set up, and we have the home in it, the parents' home. They're getting older now. And we put the children as part of this LLC, and we're all in it together. Now, what about the trust, meaning the trust within the family, about not being reckless with spending mom and dad's money out of it? How do we protect ourselves from that as the parents?
Well, when you set it up, the parents are still going to be in control, and there's going to be certain stipulations and certain disbursements made. of what, you know, the beneficiaries are entitled to do and what they're not entitled to do. Hmm. So you control that through the operating agreement.
Okay, well, that answers a lot of questions for a lot of our class, because I'm sure that there are many of us listening to saying, well, what about, you know, how do I make sure that I have money toward the end of, mom and dad's life? Okay, so what else do we need to know about protecting ourselves at this point, Paul Victor?
Well, there are many different situations out there. The last time we had discussed situations about foreclosure,
mm-hmm,
and how you can stay in your home for the longest possible amount of time. The more time that you're able to stay in your home without making payments is of more benefit to you. That's money in your pocket, and it will enable you to plan your plan B.
Okay, so how do we do that?
Situation.
Let's do a quick recap of that.
Okay. Well, for an example, I just had a gentleman call me earlier last week. He lives in Michigan, and his house is actually upside down. He has a first mortgage and a second mortgage on his property. 75 years old, had some unsecured debts that he just cannot afford to continue to pay. And his mortgage payments are very difficult to continue to pay. And actually, his second mortgage payment winds up to be more than the first, because he's been in his house for a while, and he's paid down the first mortgage, and in the interim took out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, on his home in the form of a second mortgage, and he just can't continue to make these payments. So what is he going to do? Give up? Roll over? Or how about a strategy like stop paying on the second mortgage?
Okay.
If he stops paying on the second mortgage, there's really not much that can be done. They can't force a foreclosure because the first mortgage is in first position.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
that buys more time.
That buys more time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. And as far as if any of the creditors sue him and get a judgment, well, a judgment would go against him personally, and naturally it would carry over to any real estate that he might own. But he's got a house that's upside down. So that's sort of a moot point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So when we come back, would you share with us the advice and counsel that you have in a situation like that?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. Paul Victor, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. And if you want to get in touch with him, 404-477-4215. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I've got some breaking news for you, class. Obamacare. Now, how arrogant of a name is that, Obamacare? It used to be called the Affordable Care Act, and obviously it's not affordable. It's the Unaffordable Care Act. But in Maryland, it is taking off. Unbelievable results. They have 326 enrollees in the state of Maryland. What a success. There's nothing this administration can do right. Nothing. And now, oh, geez. Paul Victor and I are talking about this case study we're doing right here, a brief case study on an upside-down house, second mortgage, home equity loan, unsecured debt. Paul, please take us through a little bit more of that, and then let's talk about the Schott supermarket and what they could have done to protect their account from the forfeiture power of the United States government. So this one case where we've got a second mortgage home equity loan, what? Please tell us a little more about that.
Social Security.
Hey, did we lose Paul?
Okay.
Go ahead. Clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. All right. In his case, he's collecting Social Security, and even if he got a judgment against him, Social Security, pension money, disability payments are all off off the charts. The collectors do not have access to that, although they're very sneaky. Okay, if he does get a judgment, and sometimes you can get a judgment and not know it because they did not serve you properly. They didn't give you notice, and they place a judgment against you, and if you can catch that soon enough, you can challenge that. But if they do sweep your account, it's up to you to prove that that was Social Security money or disability money, and it shouldn't have been taken. And you'll eventually get it back. But by using the LLC, you can totally avoid that situation to begin with.
Okay. Now, in the case of the Schott supermarket in Michigan, where $35,000 was stolen from them by the federal government, that through forfeiture. Okay, could this have protected them, and what could they have done as a small business? Because I know that we have a bunch of small business owners listening to this broadcast. What could they have done that would protect them from forfeiture?
Well, I don't know how his business is structured, whether he has an S-Corp, a C-Corp, or a DBA. It all depends. Mm-hmm. But you can set up a parallel LLC for your company. Say if you're an S-Corp, you can set up a parallel LLC and use that as a holding company and put the funds, instead of the business account, put it in the holding company and make your disbursements out of that. Because it's after-tax money that's going in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just report your taxes like you normally do, but it's held in a holding company.
Well, I think that's a very interesting strategy.
That might have prevented that situation.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm asking, because I know there are a lot of business owners who would like to make sure that they are not targeted by the federal government. And I can just envision that that's what they're going to do to me. I think they're going to say, you know, most people believe, most of my neighbors think I'm in the mob. And the reason they think I'm in the mob is because I have a last name of Italian descent. I have a long driveway, and I have no visible means of income. Okay, I mean, they don't think that I'm a farmer. I don't know what they think, but they don't think I'm a farmer. I mean, I've got cows, and that's what I do. And I'm in blue jeans, and right after the broadcast, I'm going to be dirty, grimy, greasy, and have mud all over me. But I don't know what they think. But I can just see the federal government saying, you know what? I think that guy's in the mob, and I think he's money laundering, and they're going to seize my accounts. And so to protect myself from that, I could set up a parallel LLC and keep my operating funds in that so that they have no access to that without due process, correct?
Yes. Yes, and
that's
the
problem.
When you set it up, you set it up with charging order protection. And that's it bringing more people into the structure other than yourself. Mm-hmm. Single member LLCs are just like a DBA, and you know, you're wide open for abuse. So it has to be structured properly, and this is what our program goes through with you.
So a carefully designed asset protection plan can shelter our home, our auto, savings, and what, almost if not everything we own from creditors, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what about avoiding bankruptcy and still keeping the wealth we've accumulated? Tell us about that.
Well, in the case of getting back to foreclosure and credit card default, a lot of people feel that they should file bankruptcy. And bankruptcy has its place, but I would use that as a last result, as a last resort. Mm-hmm. Because usually people that file for bankruptcy want to get a Chapter 7, which is a complete wipeout. But if you have any kind of assets at all, most likely it's going to be referred to a Chapter 13, which is going to be a payment plan. And that's basically an invitation for all your creditors to gang up on you at one time and get a piece of the pie. So if you're in a position where you can't pay to begin with, what makes you think you're going to be able to pay through a Chapter 13?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay, so
by just defaulting... By defaulting, you're challenging the debt. You're creating a challenge, and it has to go through the natural course of events. Okay, they're going to try to get a judgment against you, but if you're in a position where really nothing can be taken, what's the sense of filing bankruptcy? Mm-hmm. Chapter 7 is for people that don't have anything to lose anyway. So why do that?
What about heirlooms, Paul? You know, I have some heirlooms that I would like to keep in the family. Happen to own a hunting cutlass that belonged to a very famous person, and it's quite valuable. And I would hate to see that stolen from me through some trick of the federal government or some trick of the legal system. How can we protect our heirlooms?
Well, if they're readily available and visible, it's at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just use your imagination in that sense.
Yeah. So, okay, so it's not visible. So how do we keep creditors from finding our assets?
Well, basically, they're going to find any assets that you divulge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whatever you tell them is basically information that they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
And are you under any obligation to spill your guts?
Well, I remember President Ronald Reagan had a memory like a sieve. He couldn't remember anything. I mean, he was testifying before Congress, and he kept saying, I don't recall. I mean, I think it was 113 times that he couldn't recall.
Yep.
Something he'd just done. So is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so so we were talking about discovery. When the other side is going through discovery, we have a tough time remembering. And by the way, the character that I play a lot when I'm in public, when I'm working with the other side, is I am Columbo. I mean, I turn into Columbo, and I'm really confused and forgetful, and I scratch my head, and I look around, and my ADHD kicks in. I can't concentrate on anything they ask me. That's who I am, and I'm able to turn that on very, very quickly. So let's turn our business into a creditor-proof operation. Tell us what we need to do, please.
Well, the first thing you got to consider your household a business. Operate your household like a business, and you do that by setting up a limited liability company. And you're going to have your after-tax funds being deposited into that account. It's set up properly. It has charging order protection. And if anybody comes down the pike and sues you, gets a judgment against you, the money in that account is safe because it has the charging order protection, and the money is not exclusively yours. It's divested of its exclusive interest. It's like rich people. They own everything, And if they get involved in a lawsuit, I don't own anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all owned by the LLC or the corporation or the trust or something like that, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we divest ourselves from all of those assets, and we put them into an LLC, and we operate our household as a business. Okay?
Yep.
And please continue with that, because I think this is fascinating.
Well, you're paying your expenses through the LLC,
mm-hmm.
all right? And in the meantime, you can still have a checking account in your name, in your personal name, but keep very little money in it. Just maybe enough to pay an electric bill, water bill, light bill.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's looking or coming after your assets, they'll say, wow, this guy's only got $100, $200 in his account.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about the LLC, it's anonymous. We present people with options on which LLC to get. There's Delaware, there's New Mexico. You could set up an LLC in any state, but we find that New Mexico is the least expensive, and it gives you the anonymity that you need. And it's very simple to set up.
Paul, can you help us with the costs and a little bit of the process of setting up one of these when we come back?
Sure.
Paul Victor.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Paul Victor's with us. Paul Victor, and he and I are talking about setting up an LLC. We talked about the state of Delaware, the first state, and New Mexico. And I asked Paul to share with us the process. What is the process, and what are the costs? And if you'd like to get in touch with Paul Victor after the broadcast, preferably, 404-477-4215. Paul, please tell us the process and the costs associated with setting up an LLC.
Okay, our program gives you the instructions on how to access what we call the incorporation module, and you have all the contacts for whatever LLC you wish to purchase, whether it's Delaware or New Mexico, and the contact information is there, and the cost of setting up a New Mexico LLC, for example, is only $149, and that takes care of your first year of your registered agent's fee. And there's a recurring $99 registered agent fee per year. That's the most inexpensive. For example, Delaware, I believe they went up to $250, and that's a recurring fee of $250 a year. So you can do everything right online, and there's complete instructions in our program that shows you how to do that.
Okay. Now, is it required that, Paul, that you have the recurring fee, or can you just pay the original setup fee and then stop right there? Is it something that you have to pay every year to continue or not?
Well, yeah, it's advised to do that, but if you know of anybody that lives in New Mexico with an address, you could name them as the registered agent, and you wouldn't have to pay the fee.
Okay, so the idea is you really need to have someone representing your interests in the state in which you form this limited liability corporation.
Yes, and the New Mexico LLC does provide a registered agent. And that the registered agent is actually for you receiving any communications, if there's, you know, any any communications at all regarding that LLC, the registered agent has to be able to take care of that and get back to you.
Okay. Is there any downside to forming an LLC? Is there something that we need to be wary of? Because I don't know of anything.
Well, if you set up a limited liability company as a holding company and say you're self-employed, you don't want to commingle funds. You need to set up a separate LLC for your business. Okay, that's one thing that you should be aware of. So the house is totally a separate entity from your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about if we want to drive down liability insurance and let's say protect ourselves from lawsuits that we really shouldn't be involved in, nuisance lawsuits. Is this a tool for doing that also?
Yes. Some people have put their vehicles in an LLC. And that's fine, because if you're involved in an accident and there's any kind of liability, the only thing that could be taken is what's in the LLC. And if you just have the vehicle, then the vehicle is just at risk. So you don't want to put any other assets in an LLC where a vehicle is involved.
Hmm. Okay, so let's say a person had a car collection with three cars. Would there be three LLCs with these three? Let's say the person had a Porsche, a nice Porsche, an antique, and an antique Ferrari, and an antique Bugatti. Three LLCs, or put them all in one?
Well, I would split it up into three.
Okay, and can you have one registered agent handle all of that with one fee, or there are three separate fees?
There'd be three separate fees.
Okay. Paul Victor, and you can reach him at 404-477-4215. 404-477-4215. And class, there's a link to Paul Victor on the website, usapreparedness.com, page one. And also, if you want to see my thoughts on the World War II Memorial Shutdown, page one, USA Prepares YouTube video. Thanks so much. Above all, honest.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.